Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Steve Potter, filling in for Don Marsh today. And we're going to begin with a look at the latest news in the aftermath of the Stockley verdict. The former St. Louis police officer found not guilty in the shooting death of following a car chase. St. Louis Public Radio's executive editor, Shula Newman, is here. Shula, welcome back.
Hi, Steve.
Good to talk to you again about this. And I know the lights here at the radio station have burned late into the night the last few days over the weekend, haven't they?
There are a lot of sleep-deprived people walking around the newsroom now, including myself, although we are trying to keep people healthy and happy.
Well, what has happened in the past 24 hours as far as this case goes, and how are things looking today?
Well, it's been quiet, relatively speaking, I guess you could say. Last night, there was a protest out in front of the Justice Center. About a couple hundred people, from the looks of it, attended. There were, of course, people leading the group in chants. There were some speakers. There was a moment of silence. And there was also this beautiful moment when everybody took their cell phones and kind of turned on the, like, a light type feature. And it just made for, like, as if you were at a concert, but it was very beautiful. That from a physical standpoint, I wasn't actually there. I only got to witness pictures. But that was last night, and then the skies opened up and it started to rain, and most people left, but a few stuck around. But that was last night, and that was it.
And of course, there was always the fear a few days ago, people maybe predicting what may or may not happen. Violence like Ferguson, which didn't manifest itself. To that degree?
No, it hasn't. There seems to be a different tact that the protesters are taking, much more strategic, much more deliberative. They're very, and in a lot of ways, like, thoughtful to the point of today. They have basically announced that this is a day of health for protesters, and there's no official protests that are planned.
All right. Well, over the weekend, we opened up our voicemail line to hear from listeners about their reactions to the verdict. I'd like to share a few with you, Shula, and with our listeners, and maybe you can comment on what you think about it. Molly Gritis lived in St. Louis and protested in Ferguson back in 2014. She moved to Minneapolis with her husband, and she called in with this comment.
The Jason Stockley verdict means that St. Louis is still not safe for Black people, and it probably never will be. It certainly never has been. The police actions over the weekend show that they have become more militarized, more violent. You know, this is why my husband and I, even though St. Louis is where we grew up and we thought we would end up there, we will not be going back. He's Black. He's from Baden in North City. And, you know, we would love to be able to go back to St. Louis and live there and raise kids there, but it's not safe. Nowhere in the United States is safe for Black people, but St. Louis is especially not somewhere that any Black person can be safe from the police.
And as someone from St. Louis, that sort of weighs heavy on my heart to hear that.
I think for a lot of people. She's referring, by the way, the police action on Sunday night. There were more than 123 arrests, or I think the total number is 123. And part of what happened is that the police deployed some kind of a chemical agent when they were making the roundups. And what was more disturbing to many people is that the police started chanting "whose streets are streets" and apparently also banging their batons against their shields. Very intimidating. And that was what she's referring to, the militaristic action.
We also heard from Jacqueline Wooters, who is a former St. Louis resident who is now living in San Francisco.
I left St. Louis many years ago because of the segregation that still exists and the racism that still exists, not only in where people live, but also in jobs. So that's why I'm not there anymore and would never move back. I also let people know in the world that Missouri is one of the most segregated racist places that still exists in the United States of America today, and that it's not a good place if you are a diverse, open-minded person to live.
You know, Shula, I'm from originally, I didn't really grow up here, but I'm from St. Louis, and parents and grandparents. And even when I was growing up in the 60s and 70s in other parts of the country, I would hear people say these things about St. Louis, and of course it bothered me. And when I sit here today, I can't help but think, wow, I'm thinking I heard this stuff 45 years ago and I'm hearing it today.
Yeah, and I think that is very much the reason that you're seeing more and more people coming out to the protests, because it's not like this is a new issue. This is a very old issue. And I think there might be a tipping point for a lot of people to get them to actually motivate to express their displeasure with that reputation.
One more voicemail call to share with you. Mary Snow Day is 72 years old. She is a white lady who lives on South Grand.
This is another source of shame. I am completely concerned about the judge's statement where he said that in his opinion, 30 years of his experience has taught him you don't go to a drug meeting without a gun. This is assumption, no matter how many years you base it on. I am deeply concerned about that statement, and I think he should be challenged on it. I hate to see another young man, a father, who lost his life. His life is precious. I think we should be grieving and in shame about this. This did not help Mr. Shockley. I pray for him. I hope he does not remain in law enforcement.
And I think I mispronounced her name just a little bit. Just to be clear, it's Mary Shoday. So.
Mm-hmm. And again, I think, you know, her reaction is it really sort of puts a voice to what a lot of the protesters are feeling and a lot of the reason why people have come out to demonstrate.
Well, for those of you listening right now, we are still interested in knowing your feelings about the Stockley verdict after several days of protest here in St. Louis. What are your thoughts now? Leave us a voicemail at 314-329-4937. That's 329-4937. And Sheila, before I let you go, what do you know about, are there other protests scheduled, any related activities that pertain to this that we should know about?
Yeah, right. So there might be, today might be an official day of rest or self-care for the protesters. But tonight, Lyda Crewson, Mayor Lyda Crewson, is holding a pre-scheduled town hall. She's been doing a series of these. So it's at Vashon High School, and I would expect that there will be a lot of activity around that. And then tomorrow, they're having a town hall to search for a replacement for the police chief. The current chief, O'Toole, is temporary. So you can bet that ties right into the issues that will also bring out a lot of people.
Sheila Newman is executive editor of St. Louis Public Radio. We thank you for that update, Sheila. And before I let you go, though, coming up next, author Margaret Atwood is here. And I understand you got to meet her and you're a fan, right?
A little bit of excitement there for me. Yes, it brings some wonderful levity for me personally to be able to meet such a wonderful writer.
And you're a fan because?
I'm a huge fan. Because her writing is so beautiful and so meaningful and thoughtful. And it just captures... It captures your imagination and talks about really important subjects.
All right. Well,
I'm trying not to kiss her shoes as I pass her in the
hall. I'm going to let you go now because I want to talk to her.
Okay.
Thank you, Sheila.
Welcome.
This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio.